Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Schilling. Batting second. The shortstop, Eddie Bresciud. Batting third. The center fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Stewart. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Felix Mantilla. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Dick Williams. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Tillman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Spanswick. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bill Spanswick. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting second. The third baseman, Don Buford. Batting third. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Dave Nicholson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Joe Cunningham. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Al Weiss. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry McNairtney. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fritz Ackley. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Fritz Ackley. And now, play ball. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling takes first base on ball four. Eddie Bresciud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresciud hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Schilling moves to second. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is called out on strikes. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Schilling moves to third. Bresciud moves to second. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart takes first base on ball four. Schilling scores. Bresciud moves to third. Malzone moves to second. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Joe Horland now pitching. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is hit by the pitch. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hershberger moves to second. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Schilling catches it and throws to second with Bresciud covering, to double up Hershberger. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Spanswick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spanswick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tillman moves to second. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney fires to second and picks off Tillman for the out. One out. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Schilling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Spanswick moves to second. Eddie Bresut is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresut is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bresut hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Spanswick moves to third. Schilling moves to second. Frank Kreutzer now pitching. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. Yastrzemski is called out on strikes. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen takes first base on ball 4. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Tillman for a passed ball. Hansen moves to second. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tillman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hansen moves to third. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hansen tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's Red Sox, 1, White Sox, 1. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Tillman settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Tillman. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Stewart strikes out. One out. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 0-for-1 in the game. Mantilla hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kreutzer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Kreutzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kreutzer hits a pop-up towards first. Stewart settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Hershberger hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-1 in the game. Buford hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tillman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tillman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Spanswick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spanswick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Spanswick is called out on strikes. Two outs. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Schilling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Bressuit hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stewart fields the ball and throws to Spanswick covering. Safe. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-1 in the game. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-2 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Kreutzer, and towards Weiss, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Malzone hits a pop-up towards first. Cunningham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cunningham hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Mantilla. Cunningham reaches second base with a double. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Weiss bunts towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. Cunningham moves to third. One out. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 0-for-1 in the game. McNairtney hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Schilling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Kreutzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kreutzer is 0-for-1 in the game. Kreutzer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Mantilla. Kreutzer reaches second base with a double. Cunningham scores. It's 2-1, White Sox. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Hershberger hits a fly ball into center field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6. With the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 0-for-2 in the game. Mantilla strikes out. One out. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Weiss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tillman takes first base on ball 4. Tony Conigliaro pinch hits for Bill Spanswick. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Raditz now pitching. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-2 in the game. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stewart scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Buford for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hansen hits a fly ball into center field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-2 in the game. Nicholson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Schilling hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Bressuit hits a pop-up towards first. Cunningham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-3 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Malzone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Yastrzemski moves to second. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Cunningham is hit by the pitch. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Weiss bunts towards the mound. Raditz fields it and throws to first for the out. Cunningham moves to second. One out. Pete Ward pinch hits for Jerry McNairtney. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is walked intentionally. Gene Stevens pinch runs for Pete Ward. Tommy McCraw pinch hits for Frank Kreutzer. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw strikes out. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stewart scoops it up and throws to first, with Raditz covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. J.C. Martin now catching. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 0 for 3 in the game. Mantilla hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen misplays the ball. That's an error on Hansen. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Martin for a passed ball. Mantilla moves to second. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams strikes out. One out. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tillman strikes out. Two outs. Dalton Jones pinch hits for Dick Raditz. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jack Lomaby now pitching. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 3 in the game. Buford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Buford moves to second. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Buford moves to third. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hansen takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Maxwell pinch hits for Dave Nicholson. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell hits a pop-up towards short. Bressoud catches it. Buford is tagging up. There's the throw. And Buford is out at the plate. That's a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis now playing center field. Mike Hershberger now playing right field. Floyd Robinson now playing left field. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Schilling hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Bressoud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressoud is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Bressoud hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis. Yastrzemski reaches second base with a double. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 2, and Boston Red Sox, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.